For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt. The town of Somerset is taking a big step in the ongoing fight to lower gasoline prices. Last week, it began selling gasoline to customers filling up their cars and trucks. The move has drawn applause from many of Somerset's 11,000 residents, but opponents say the actions of the city's mayor and city council have crossed the line. Late Wednesday morning, Bob Thomas was pontificating about the state of the economy and Congress with a fellow customer as he was filling up his green Toyota pickup truck at the city-owned fuel station. It's a bare-bones operation. There's no convenience store, no snacks, no lottery tickets, no sodas. It's been open for less than a week, but has generated plenty of controversy and nationwide attention. Somerset is believed to be the first municipality to sell gasoline directly to customers.
It should have been this way years ago. Fair. You get me? If the people at the refinery is making money on their gas, the city's going to make a little money. I don't mind you making you a living, or whenever you come to work for me, pay you a fair wage. But I don't want to send you to the Bahamas on a 30-day vacation, though.
Complaints similar to that led Somerset City Council to broach the topic of selling its own gasoline in hopes of keeping prices in line. The city had already been selling compressed natural gas for 2 years. In fact, much of the infrastructure the city needed to begin selling gasoline was already in place to service Somerset's fleet of vehicles. The town's mayor, Eddie Girdler.
Some communities operate electric power plants. Some communities do cable systems. So we're doing nothing new. The only thing that's different than what we're doing is that you're bucking against big oil, big international companies who has a monopoly both in Congress and in serving that product to the American people.
Mayor Girdler says over the last 25 years, gas prices in Somerset can sometimes be 25 to 30 cents higher than other areas in southern and eastern Kentucky. He says that's especially painful for tourists visiting nearby Lake Cumberland, but also for residents of Somerset whose median income is not as high as in other parts of the state. But opponents like State Senator Chris Girdler say gas prices are high everywhere. He says the 25 to 30 cent figure is purely anecdotal.
You know, that was always a common perception here in this community, but it goes back to the old saying, gas is always cheaper somewhere else. And for many years, I traveled all over Kentucky, and there were many times when I would pass through a city and gas was a little bit more money, and there were many times when I passed through a city and gas was a little less.
He points to numbers from GasBuddy.com, which show Somerset's average retail gas price at $3.51 over the last 3.5 years. That's the same as Lexington and just 5 cents higher than Monticello. The only city with a significantly lower average during that time period was Corbin, Kentucky. State Senator Girdler not only works in the General Assembly, but is also a vice president at a local bank in Somerset and works to provide for his wife and children. But when it comes to Somerset's entry into the retail gasoline business, Girdler is not afraid to throw around the S word, socialism.
I feel the pain at the pump. I want lower gas prices as well. But the government going into the private sector industry is not the answer. It never has been and it never will be. It is nothing but a socialist movement towards government trying to solve everyone's problems. And government is not the answer. Government's the problem.
Somerset City Attorney Kerry Weiss says it would be different if the city were demanding every resident fill up at the city fuel station or mandating every gas station adhere to a fixed price per gallon. She argues in Kentucky, municipalities are corporations and have the right to enter into business.
We're paying the same taxes and fees, and we're taking in the same costs as any other private corporation that would want to open a gas station and go into business. We're not being treated any differently. We're not subsidizing the price. We're not getting any benefits just because we're a government agency.
State Senator Girdler's office at the bank is just a few blocks from City Hall. He says he and the mayor are distant relatives. That adjective can also be used to describe the gulf between the two men when it comes to the issue of Somerset selling retail gasoline to customers. The gasoline is purchased from a local refinery. The city bought the land, canopies, and storage tanks at the facility several years ago and have invested, according to the mayor, $300,000 in the fuel center. The city spent another $75,000 to outfit the facility with the proper equipment to handle credit cards from customers. Mayor Girdler takes a somewhat nuanced approach to justifying the public investment made in the equipment.
So a lot of people are saying, well, what about tax dollars? Well, there is no tax dollars. Somerset operates off services.
That begs the question, is there an appreciable difference between money collected from taxes and money collected from city service fees? In the end, it's still public money, and that doesn't sit well with Senator Girdler.
To say when the city of Somerset is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to establish themselves into the gasoline business that that's not taxpayer money being used, that is completely absurd and false.
But Mayor Girdler also says some of the money comes from the 12 agencies in or around Somerset, including the school district that purchased compressed natural gas from the city. What's more, the mayor says city council has been discussing and planning the retail gas service for 2 years, with virtually no public outcry.
Not a single time did any federal, state, local politician ever come to us and say, there are alternatives. There are other ways to do this. Let's look at those. City council actually had 3 votes to the public. Again, not a single citizen, not a single politician, nobody came to the city council and objected.
But State Senator Girdler says there was resistance.
This is completely a wolf in sheep's clothing. It sounds good to the average citizen out there, but I can't imagine that a city subsidizing a business venture with taxpayer dollars where the consumer in reality is paying sufficiently more for gasoline. Because, again, it is the taxpayer dollars being used to purchase this equipment. Then they are the ones paying for it at the pump. So they're, in essence, paying twice for this.
Senator Girdler, for his part, isn't shy about publicly lambasting the effort to sell gasoline to customers in Somerset. As for Mayor Girdler, his harshest criticism is reserved for Washington and international oil companies.
It's amazing that you can put an energy form like natural gas into vehicles to sell to the public, and your politicians and your big business does not get upset. But the day that you sell gasoline, heaven forbid, gasoline to the public, then all of a sudden it becomes a big issue.
He says he's taken a considerable amount of heat as the plan has come to fruition.
There's been one local distributor who's, you know, going to spend all sorts of money, open the checkbook, so to speak, to try to get out both myself and the city council. So there's been quite a few threats, both local and nationally, because of the fact that we're selling gasoline to the public. There's no mom-and-pop operations anymore. They're being put out of business. It's all international, primarily, and they're dictating through Congress that nobody should bother them.
As Somerset's gasoline-selling experiment continues, the answers to several questions are likely to reveal themselves over the coming months and years. Will the residents of Somerset feel the investment they've made is worth it? What will the ramifications for the mayor and city council be when voters next head to the polls? And will other cities follow Somerset down this uncertain path? For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.